Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in to another gem of an episode on the Tamra Tamra Show, where dreams have no filter. So I was going to actually save this message for a regular Tuesday drop. So if you have been listening to this podcast, then you know that new episodes always drop on Tuesday, every Tuesday. However, you know, you've heard me mention this before that even though I have that schedule, I still want to remain as open as possible to recording, you know, when messages need to be dropped at a certain time. All right. This podcast is not about me rambling, rattling off a bunch of words. I really want to be a channel for messages to get to the right people at the perfect moment. All right. So this is the reason why I'm actually recording this on a Friday night. And it's actually almost, let's see. Yeah, it's about 9:30 Eastern time. So let's just jump right into this bonus episode. So here's what I have been noticing. I've been noticing what I'm going to call a very faulty, discouraging message that is floating around that says that your purpose in life does not equal your passion. Now, side note, I have talked about purpose previously in episode 5. Okay. And I am going to, I do have more episodes planned that will dive more into purpose. But for right now, I will say that I recommend listening, that you listen to episode 5 if you have not done that already. I'll say that's an introduction to our discussion around purpose. So let me get back to the faulty message of purpose not equaling passion. False. First, here's why I think it's false. First, I believe that it perpetuates a notion that your purpose has to be something hard. All right. The message, it also influences people to look outside of themselves for the answer to that question of what is my purpose? How do I find my purpose? And again, here, I'm going to reference episode 5 again, where I do talk about this. And I'm going to say this again. You are never finding your purpose. You're never looking for your purpose. You are never searching for your purpose, because your purpose is never lost. It is not lost. Okay. So that's what I'll say about that for right now. So again, listen to episode 5. Also, the faulty message of your purpose not equaling your passion, that also gives the idea that living out your purpose cannot be fun and enjoyable and be done with ease. Whatever you are passionate about can absolutely be your purpose, and vice versa. Passion and purpose can absolutely be integrated, and I believe that they are. For example, I completely love fashion. I am a fashion designer. I create hand-painted apparel. That's one of the things that I do. I'm also passionate. I love writing. I love telling stories. I'm an author of 2 books. I'm working on my 3rd one, by the way. These are just a few examples, a few aspects that I'm naturally talented in and I have a passion for. I could do both of those things all day and not take a break. Okay. And I reject any idea that would insinuate that we are to ignore our natural talents and not do anything with them. That's part of the reason for this show. I know that our natural gifts, they're to be used to create beauty in our lives first, which in turn creates beauty in this entire world. All right. Another example, part of my purpose is to demonstrate what's possible. When we have the audacity to integrate all of those aspects of ourselves into every part of our life. Now, that goes against what some experts say. You know, experts tell us, oh, you just have to choose one thing. Well, my question to the experts is why? Why do we have to choose one thing? So I created my platform, which is the Iconic by Tamu Luxury Art Collective. Luxury, because that is, and luxury doesn't have to necessarily mean brand name or, you know, it doesn't have to mean brand name, although it could mean that, but luxury in a sense of how I want to feel, how I want to live my life. The art is those things that I love to do, those things that I'm passionate about. Collective, I'm bringing all those things together, all right? So let's say that you have a passion for traveling. Now, many of us can say that we love to travel. I love to travel. I love the excitement of packing, getting on a plane, going to a new place. Doesn't have to necessarily be a new place. It could just be just to get on a plane. Plane rides are relaxing to me. But however, let's say your vision or your passion for traveling is so strong to the point where you wanting to travel to a new city every week, that's what you thrive on. Now, I can't speak for everyone else who like to travel, but I don't know that I would want to travel to a brand new city every week. Okay, but I'm just using this as an example. So if you have a passion for traveling, yes, traveling can be used as a platform for you to fulfill your purpose. Because let's say, for example, maybe your purpose is to bring people together through collaboration. Maybe your purpose is to teach others how to work with other people. So because of your passion for traveling, you have the exposure to places, new people, new cultures, and you can use that experience to teach the rest of us how to interact with each other, how to interact with people different from us. So you see, that's an example. That's just an example. But I use that example to demonstrate how your passion can be used as a platform for your purpose. So yes, your passion can absolutely be your purpose and vice versa. You are listening to this because you are sitting on a diamond mine. There's so much purpose in your natural gifts, your talents, and what you love to do. When you step into that, watch how that transforms your life. Watch how it transforms your relationships and your existence. All right. So I wanted to leave that message with you. Do not lay down. Do not take for granted what you love to do. Just allow yourself to step into it. Don't worry about, oh, well, is this my purpose? Is that no, don't even examine it like that. Just allow yourself to enjoy what you enjoy. Allow yourself to be passionate about what you're passionate about. I don't care if you have a passion to host events. Okay, that could be a platform for your passion, a platform for you to fulfill your purpose, all right? And yes, fulfilling your purpose, it should be fun. It should be fulfilling, okay? So before I go, I want to remind you about the Unleashed experience that I've created. It's for ambitious visionaries who are ready. You're ready to embrace the audacity of your visions, all right? You're ready to accept the power of your voice to create the life you want and to transcend to new levels of possibility. This is not, I'm not calling it a course. It's not a course. This is not about me throwing you know, other strategies to you. It's for you if you are tired of strategies and you want to get back to trusting your own internal guiding system. All right. You want to get back into that. You want to tap into that power for you to speak and voice and to voice and create the life that you want. Okay. So if you are ready to do that, sign up for a complimentary call to get more information on the Unleashed experience. To schedule a call with me is very, very easy. All you have to do is go to iconicbytamu.com/unleashed/. I will put the link in the show notes. So again, thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Please share this episode with everyone you know. Leave me a comment. Let me know what your takeaways are from this bonus episode. And I want you to stay tuned for the next episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. And cheers to you.